This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So some 700 Israelis have lost their lives so far that we know of in the Hamas attacks on Israel. We continue to get updates as we move through the morning. Welcome, everyone. Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600. That is the toll-free line if you'd like to call in and be part of the program. And, of course, we're welcoming you this morning on this Monday morning as we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, by way of Southern California, of course. And we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country. And, of course, we're up on the satellite on the GCN network. Good morning to everybody at GCN. And if you're streaming the program this morning, we want to welcome you. And if you're working across the country this morning, you're trucking across the country, you're traveling, you're working at a job, you're working a shift, whatever you're doing, we're glad that you found us. And once again, the number is 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600. And we are going to bring in now our good friend, Frank Salvato. He's from undergroundusa.com and also the author of the book, Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, it has been quite a last 36 or 40 hours or so as we've been watching what's been happening in Israel. We got a quick update here I want to let everybody know about, and that is Austria has now said they're going to freeze development aid for the Palestinian areas. This is on the order of about $20 million, this according to the to Austria's foreign minister. So all these kinds of things are starting to happen. Obviously, in reaction to this, but Frank, what's your reaction to the attacks, and where do we go from here? What's next?
Well, the attacks are egregious all the way around. You know, when you look at the participants of these actions coming out of Gaza and now bleeding over from Lebanon, you're seeing the usual suspects: Hamas, Hezbollah, all backed and supported by Iran. You know, this is not something that we should have been surprised about, but the ferociousness is something that we should be concerned about. It means that they have great confidence that they can actually achieve what they want to achieve. I'm glad to see the international community, bit by bit, piece by piece, starting to stand up saying, you know, you've gone too far. Hamas, Hezbollah, Palestinian leadership, you've gone too far this time, and we're not going to make excuses for you anymore. I hope it stays that way. You know, with the UN Security Council sitting, and then you've got China being the lead in this right now, with their rotation turn, so who knows what's going to come out of that body, useless as it is. But, this is a very tender moment. I've got a piece up at undergroundusa.com this morning that spells that out. We now have a hemisphere that's pretty much in chaos. We've got the problem in Ukraine, which sees a neo-Axis powers come together in China and Russia and North Korea and Iran. And now you've got this war, it is now declared, in Israel, that sees Iran at the nexus of this. So if all of a sudden China and Russia, you know, go in with Iran because Iran is in with them over in Ukraine, we've got the makings for a global conflict here.
That's exactly right. In China, even Chuck Schumer was chastising them for their statement, which did not have any sympathy at all for the Israeli victims here. We do have Mary in St. Pete on the line. Good morning, Mary. Do you have a question for Frank?
I do. Good morning. And not to get too far off that subject, but in the previous segment, J.P. Morgan Chase was mentioned, and that's very interesting because of the sinking of the Titanic back to 1913. When you read about that, and I read about a little bit of that, where the bankers, and I believe they're orchestrating a lot of these things going on throughout the world, a lot of the bankers were on that Titanic, and guess who did not get on that ship at the last moment was J.P. Morgan.
Interesting.
And, of course, you see what happened. So if you connect that with the bankers, the people with the money, the globalists, the elitists, running the show for all the rest of the world, and also who is the Khazarian Mafia and the Mossad, especially in Israel, it just makes you wonder what kind of orchestration is going on and what kind of good orchestration could be going on between, say, North and South Korea, Taiwan and China, Ukraine, and now Israel.
Yeah.
What do
yeah.
you think? Thank you.
Good. Well, thanks, Mary. Mary and St. Pete. Frank, what do you think about that?
Well, everybody who listens to the show knows I'm no fan of the Federal Reserve, and that was put together by the big bankers. They tend to want to pretend that they control the world, and with the way that people and countries are in debt, they do. But whether they have the wherewithal to be able to create the level of chaos we're seeing in that hemisphere, I don't know. You know,
well,
you've got,
yeah, there seems to be a lot of pure hatred going on.
Yeah, you got to remember, there's the switch that's happening through the World Economic Forum economically and the power structure they want to put into place comes from, they want to use the Chinese model, which is the hybrid of communism and capitalism. It doesn't work. We're seeing them go through economic hardships right now. But you have to remember that the communist Chinese are godless people. They believe rights come from the government. So when you're talking about elements of the free world that have connections to the World Economic Forum, they're running on greed. The communists are just running on the lust for power.
Indeed. Well, Frank Silvato, hold on the phone there just for a moment. We're heading to our first break here of this hour. We're going to be right back, everybody, with Frank Silvato from Underground USA. He's also the author of the book Nullification. Kyle Warren with you. See you on the other side.
It's a celebrate time.
Celebrate the night. Come on.
Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So it looks like some 600 Romanians have already now been repatriated from Israel in the last 2 days, according to Romania's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And so that is some good news, as you've got a lot of people trying to make their way out of Israel, as I mentioned earlier in the program this morning. Even here in LAX, here in Southern California, had people who actually got out of Israel and landed not all that long ago, or their planes were turned around en route to Israel because of the breakout of the war there with Hamas attacking. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600. That is the number to call if you'd like to join in with the program this morning. If you have a question for our guest, Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com, we're going to be back to him here in just a few moments. And then also, I want to let you know that coming up in just a few minutes at 5:30 a.m., we're going to be joined by Judge Daryl Manning. He's going to be our special guest this morning. He's going to be talking about the Veterans Outreach Court that's happening on November 3rd, 2023, and this is where they help a lot of our vets with some various legal issues and so forth. The judge is going to be here, going to tell us all about it. Great way to help our veterans. But before we continue, I want to let you know this portion of our program is being brought to you by MyPillow, the good folks over there. Head over to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Check out all the great discounts on all the great MyPillow products. MyPillow.com. Also, be sure to use the promo code CAPTAIN. Real simple, promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to dial a real person, they have those. 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And again, use the promo code CAPTAIN. All right. Well, without further ado, back to our friend Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, the events are happening very, very quickly now, we understand. Of course, you know, what we're seeing happening over the last couple of days here. But certainly, it looks as if the Israeli Defense Forces are going to have to be in for the long haul here.
Well, this is a war, and they have to win it. And because when you have sponsorships of terror, like Iran, you've got a syndicate put together of Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, they're all in on this. And they're going to use every tool at their disposal, which means they're not playing by Geneva conflict or convention rules. They're playing by terrorist rules. So this is going to go on beyond the major battles that take place in order for Israel to say that the war is won. You're going to see Israel on high alert for at least a decade because the suicide bombings will begin. The IED use will begin. And it depends on how the world addresses Iran for sponsoring this, because now we have proof that they gave the green light 6 days ago to plan this and help Hamas and Hezbollah plan their attacks. How the world responds to them is going to be of huge consequence. And whether Saudi Arabia is in on that response towards Iran. If there's no confrontation from Iran, this thing goes on in the Middle East for decades.
Indeed. Well, I'm glad you mentioned about Iran, because the Wall Street Journal, as you're talking about, is reporting that Iran helped them to plan this whole thing. And I can't imagine, how does the Biden administration stand up now and say, well, it was okay to release the $6 billion, which I think they should refreeze immediately, and then also say things like, well, you know, we want to help them with their nuclear program, and we got to get them back on the right track here. It seems like Iran, do you think that they've sort of burned their bridges, whatever bridges there might have ever been?
Well, they should, but we have an imbecilic administration in power. And I say that with all sincerity. The $6 billion wasn't unfrozen. It was bribe money. Iran said, hey, we'll swap hostages with you, but it's going to cost you $6 billion. And the Biden administration goes, wow, that's a great deal. No, it's not. You don't negotiate, you don't take a knee towards terror organizations, and the Biden administration has done it twice now in a major way. Once in giving Afghanistan back to the Taliban. Oh, and what was the sweetener there? Billions of dollars of American military equipment that they now have asked Iran and Iraq and Jordan for free passage over so they can join the fight against Israel. And now you have this. I used to think that the majority of the problem with the Biden administration was that they were just evil people, that they just really wanted this transitional change to a global government, and they were just running for the goal line here. But I'm starting to believe that it's about 50-50 between being evil, greedy, power-hungry people and just being inept and non-forward thinking. Because even the most evil person in the world doesn't say, hey, these people are the chief sponsors of terrorism in the world. Let's give them nuclear capability. China and Iran on the world stage should not be embraced by the international community, period, until they stop talking genocide.
Indeed.
For the love of God.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. You're exactly right on. And yeah, the Iranian regime's not looking to have nuclear power to make toast. They actually want to toast Israel. And again, this isn't about the size of Israel that the Palestinian or the Hamas groups and so forth. That they're not concerned with the size of Israel. They want to eliminate Israel.
Yeah, it's their existence that is the problem. For these devout Islamo-fascists throughout the Middle East. And when you're talking, you know, every Friday they get together for prayer, and it's death to the big Satan and death to the little Satan. And that's the United States and Israel. I'm not exaggerating. That's what they say every Friday. They chant in those enormous crowds before they go to prayer. So, you know, you can put your head in the sand and say, we just want everybody to get along, and the world can be a utopia. But if you think that way, you're not thinking through this very well, because they hate your freedom. They hate the fact that you have a different religion. And if you read their holy books, the Quran and the Hadith, and you have to do it together, otherwise you don't understand their religion, you realize their religion is a religion of dominance, and they are commanded by Muhammad to rule the world. So you can make any excuse you want to, but that's the core mission here, and it's been that way since 672.
Yeah, this is really terrifying, scary stuff, no doubt. Eric in Knoxville is on the line. He's got a question for Frank. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, a little over 20 years ago, I conducted training with the IDF, or Givati. It's part of the reconnaissance element, the ground reconnaissance element over in Israel. Here's my take on it. 23 years ago, anything that flew over 500 feet AGL above ground level was immediately tracked and traced and immediately investigated. If there was anything going across the Negev, day or night, that was immediately, there were overflights sent immediately. It happened to us. We're doing some training out, way out in the Negev, doing desert survival training. And they flew F-4s at the time. There are old F-4s, and immediately something came and investigated what we were doing. And through some visual and other communication efforts, the guy that was training us, basically told the plane, "Hey, we're good. We're friendlies." So that's number one. This was a multi-pronged, multi-disciplined attack that went on over there. Land, reading all the accounts, land, sea, and air. Okay, this was coordinated within just a couple minutes of each other. And I hear people trying to say that this was just they were using old school ways to communicate and coordinate and this, that, and the other. They snuck in under the intelligence community's noses, so to speak. I'm calling Bravo Sierra on that. Someone allowed this to happen. This does not just happen overnight. Okay, Frank is correct. Frank is correct. There's only two worlds in Islam. Dar al-Islam and Dar al-Harb. Islam is the submission to the will of God. That means peace on earth as long as everybody's following what their God says to do. Dar al-Harb is the rest of the world that is not Islamic. And my question to Frank is...
Yeah, because we're moving about 10 seconds, so keep... Yeah, go quick, please.
All right, here's the question. Who allowed this to happen? I'll just leave it there, in his opinion. Thanks so much.
Good question. Thank you, Eric. Yeah, Frank, we got just a tiny bit of time, but what do you think?
No, this is going to be the culmination of the neo-Axis powers. Nothing was going to happen over in the Middle East if Russia and China didn't give a nod and a green light to it. And quite frankly, if Saudi Arabia really was feeling pressure in their capital and they weren't supposed to be talking to Israel to normalize relations, they could have had a hand in this too.
All right. Well, Frank, thank you so much. We're heading right out to the break. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend. Stay low.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Deaths are continuing to grow after terrorist organization Hamas and their unprovoked coordinated attack on Israel over the weekend. More than 1,000 Israelis and Palestinians have been killed, while officials have confirmed some American victims. Israel, which has responded with airstrikes in Gaza, formally declared war on the militant group yesterday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed that Israel would take mighty vengeance as his country embarks on what will likely be a long and difficult war. The Israeli government says Hamas has taken at least 100 civilians hostage. Explosive reports this morning indicate Iran, fresh from a $6 billion injection into their economy by the Biden administration, is helping coordinate the attacks by Hamas. The Pentagon is moving U.S. Navy ships and military warcraft closer to the conflicted region. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race across your radio dial in the overnight hours. 1-877-969-8600. That is the number if you'd like to call and opine here on the program this morning. We certainly have a lot to talk about. And by the way, this portion of our program is being brought to you by the folks over at Relief Factor. That's relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website you'd like to go to try the 1995 3-week quick start. That's the 1995 3-week quick start. Why would you want to take Relief Factor? Well, because it works. It works against inflammation and pain and other kinds of things that start giving you discomfort. And it works because it has these great ingredients in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is how you get the pain and the swelling and the discomfort. Now, if you take it the way that it's directed, you should know in about 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you. Some people at works in just a short number of days, but everybody's different. And by the way, there's no drugs in this product whatsoever. No drugs at all, so you can always rely on that. So head on over to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start. And by the way, all you have to lose is pain. All right. Well, once again, folks, taking your telephone calls, 1-877-969-8600. And we are awaiting. We were scheduled to have Judge Darrow Manning on this morning, and we're awaiting his arrival here. So while we're waiting, we're going to once again ask you, where do we go from here? What's next in terms of this conflict. It looks like Israel is definitely going to respond and respond in a massive way. We're already seeing buildings within the Gaza area literally being demolished by strikes. And, of course, a lot of these buildings are already pre-programmed into the system by when they decide to retaliate because of something just like this. Although, again, I don't think they were expecting anything just like this. All right, let's go ahead and take a call. We got Frank listening in Denver on the Mighty 710 KNUS. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Carl, thanks for all you do, and say a prayer again for the captain, and hope he's coming along. You know, my thing on this whole world situation is that everybody seems like they got to have things their way. And that's just a formula or a form of their own selfish totalitarianism. And, you know, we do, I know he said that it's ideal to think, Salvador said it's ideal to think that everybody's going to get along, and he's right, they're not. But I like that thing that, you know, Wayne Dyer, do you remember him?
I do remember Wayne Dyer, yes.
He's that prolific author that wrote about 30-something books. He's passed on now, but he said he learned something one time when he was going through AA, and they had a saying, this is my way, what is your way? The way doesn't exist. And if you look at all these problematic situations around the world, everybody has to have their way. And if they don't have their way, it's non-negotiable and problems arise. And the more money and the more arms they have, the more problems arise between countries. Seems like the Middle East is always in turmoil, fighting over turf, and it's a tough thing. But the peaceful prophets, to me, have always offered a solution of letting everyone else have their way as best you can without stepping on your turf and stepping on your rights. And that's the thing that we have to sort out. So that was my contribution, and I know it's a tough problem, but it's sad to see the world just being so selfish and, in essence, so totalitarianism. Like individualistically.
Indeed. You know, and there is a way forward when you have the two sides that actually want to go forward. There have been so many negotiations. I mean, go back as far as you want, but especially in the modern era here, we had Jimmy Carter try his hand at that. I think he had good intentions for that. You had every American president trying to do something, basically, but these terror groups, they're not interested in that. So it makes it incredibly difficult, to say the least.
Well, that old saying, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, if we could all ask that question before we act against another person or interact with another person, is always a good rule.
Well, exactly right. And obviously you want to negotiate in good faith. I think is Israel. And again, Israel pulled out of the Gaza area their settlements and their troops back in 2005. And they were saying, look, this is your area now to do with what you want. I heard somebody sort of refer to it earlier, one of the folks in Israel saying, look, we thought that they could create, this wonderful place that they could call home and show the world what they're capable of, but of course it degenerated because Hamas overran them in about 2007.
Well, you know, human beings are basically selfish, and there's an age-old question whether they're basically evil or basically good, and Dennis Prager talks about this a lot. You know, it's a constant ongoing struggle, but our higher self, our more peaceful self that doesn't want to take and be selfish from others is always not a good side of our character.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, there are the good people in the world, the decent people in the world, but when you see people chanting things like, you know, basically, you know, push Israel into the sea, which is the long and the short of it, even if they're saying from the river to the sea, free Palestine will be free, that's what they're talking about. They're not talking about any kind of peaceful coexistence.
No, and that's unfortunate. It's not going to be a good end.
No, not at all. Well, Frank in Denver, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate hearing from you, and please call anytime.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right, take care. All right, everybody, Frank in Denver, Colorado, listening on the mighty 710 KNUS. I love saying that. We also like to hear from Aaron in Colorado and in Denver as well. All right, well, again, folks, we're checking on the latest things that are happening here in the Israeli war with Hamas now and Hamas's attack on Israel. And right now, this came over the wire just literally about 30 seconds ago, according to the AP here, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant ordered a, quote, complete siege on Gaza, saying authorities would cut electricity and block the entry of food and fuel. Israel and Egypt, of course, have imposed various levels of blockade on Gaza since Hamas seized power from rival Palestinian forces in 2007. But here we go, folks. Again, a full-throated response. There is no doubt that Israel is going to continue to do this. And we don't know where we're going to be in 24 hours, or God only knows in the next 7 days. But we're hearing the word protracted. Because here's the thing. You're going to go in. You're going to try to find these hostages. You're going to be going door to door. We've seen what that looks like over the last 20 years in Afghanistan and in Iraq. We know what that looks like, and we know that it's not easy. We know that it's going to be incredibly difficult, and there's going to be a lot of violence as a result of this. But what else can you do? What else can you do when you get attacked in this manner and they drag the elderly and they drag the disabled and they drag children and they drag soldiers back over the border into Gaza, believing that they're going to have some kind of leverage for hostages? This is just absolutely unconscionable. And the fact that we're witnessing it, and, you know, it's a cliched phrase, it's, you know, you're living through history. Well, we really are at this point, because even National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan just a few short days ago said it's very quiet right now in the Middle East. Well, that's the famous last words, right? Famous last words of what's happening. And as we go through the next several days, we're going to at least get perhaps a clearer picture. But the world needs to come against this. The world needs to stand together. Don't expect China to stand with the rest of the world. Don't expect Russia to do that. Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, they have been working together. They have some their goals seem to start aligning, and that's also very scary. And so we're going to be watching it. Speaking about watching it, we're going to be back in the next segment. We're going to be joined by Patrick Hyland. He's the insurance quarterback. He's going to be talking a little bit about sports, and I know he's going to have something to say as well about what's going on in Israel. And by the way, got a direct message that's from Lucy. She says, you played Lennon's Instant Karma. And she says, what's happening in Israel is horrid, obviously. And she says, God bless you. You lifted me up. Thank you. Well, thank you, Lucy. We appreciate it. I'm glad we could play a little John Lennon this morning during the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. All right, folks, stay right there. 1-877-969-8600 is the number.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are racing through and rocketing through the program this morning, everybody. It is the Monday morning edition, and we're glad that you're with us. 1-877-969-8600. My name's Kyle Warren, and we have an awful lot more to tell you about as we go into this segment of the program. And okay, we are going to do something a tiny bit different because we do want to talk with Patrick Hyland here first off, and then we're going to be talking with Judge Daryl Manning, who's going to briefly tell us about what's happening with the Veterans Outreach Court, which is happening on November the 3rd. You don't want to miss this if you're a veteran, especially in the Hillsborough County area. So first off, good morning, Patrick Hyland. You are the insurance quarterback.
Good morning, Cal Warren. I appreciate you having me on. And yeah, I'm also the sports guy.
That's right. On AM 860, The Answer. That's right.
Amen, brother. The sports, though, we have a good time here today talking. And we all made pretty good predictions on the NFL, but we'll talk baseball first, and then we'll talk NFL, and then we'll get the judge on. All right. We'll go with the Rangers. I can't believe it. They won 11-8 over the Orioles. The Orioles, most wins, you know, a long time, over 100 wins, and now they're at the brink of losing the series and not even getting to the championship series. Surprising. The Rangers have just gotten hot, and that's what happens in sports. So we'll see if the Orioles can bounce back. The hard part is now they have to go to the Rangers park. So
right.
By that tomorrow at 8 o'clock, so well, we shall see what happens. And then also, you have the Astros and Twins. That turned out to be a decent series. The Twins came through yesterday when they won 6-2. So now they get to come back home and see if they can pull it out. So some good stuff going on in the Phillies. I know. Beat the Braves, and the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers. Okay, and they'll tee it up today at 6:07 and 9:07. So you'll be able to watch a little baseball today. And, you know, I kind of wish that baseball would take Sunday and Monday off during this time of year and just play Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you know, and not to interfere with the NFL, Kyle. What's your thoughts about that?
No, I think you're probably right about that, because if you're fans of both, or you've got two teams that you love, and you're going to flip back and forth, I guess, and that could be a little tedious.
Yes, exactly. Now we'll go with the NFL scores. It was excellent games yesterday overall, and tonight you'll be able to see the Packers and Raiders. So it's going to be in Vegas, happening in town, and we'll see what the Packers can do. Davante Adams playing his former team, the Green Bay Packers. See if they can get the quarterback situation going there, and we'll see if Green Bay can go into Las Vegas and make it happen. So
very cool. Very cool indeed.
You know, I can't wait to see what happens with that. What about I can't believe the Patriots, man. I'm still stunned about that. Oh, unbelievable, man. 3 points last week, 0 points this week. You could see in the press conference, Mr. Belichick was not too happy. Coach was not happy. So that was a rough one for all the Patriot fans listening up in the Northeast and Patriot fans across the country. Last night's game, man, if you're a Cowboy fan, boy, it didn't feel good watching San Francisco go up and down the field and just dismantle the Cowboys' defense, which is a decent defense. But the 49ers, man, they look like in a hold the way they're playing. So yeah, they got all the weapons, and they're just playing very well. So you have to give them credit. The Jets and Broncos, Jets won 31-21, and the Chiefs won 27-20 over the Vikings. Pittsburgh woke up and beat the Ravens 17-10. And then the Bengals went out to Arizona and won 34-20. So they woke up also. This is kind of when people are either going to show up, Kyle, or not. They're not going to show up this year. So, And the Dolphins, you know, they woke up and played good ball yesterday after getting beat by Buffalo last week real bad. It's just like any given Sunday. Anything can happen. And the Jaguars beat the Bills to help out the Dolphins. So that AFC East is going to be really tight. And the Jets came through and beat the Broncos. So that AFC East is looking real good. And I know we have to get the other gentleman on, so I appreciate it, Cal. And, folks, if I can be of any help to you, you're going to talk about veterans right now, Cal. So we'll get – I help out veterans every day, Cal, with their health insurance needs and other needs and their veterans benefits. If there's anybody out there listening that I can help out, okay, please give me a call at 813-966-1052. And also, please, there is a crisis line for you vets out there. Please use it. I'm tired of seeing 22 vets pass away each day because I'm not getting help. So God bless you guys. Kyle, take care. God bless you. Doing a great job. And I'll talk to you Wednesday morning, sir. Thank you so much.
Sounds good, Patrick. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Patrick. Everybody, that's Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, and do check him out. And I appreciate his comments very much. Well, folks, we're going to have a real treat this morning. We're going to be talking just right now here with Judge Daryl Manning, and he's from the 13th Judicial Circuit. And he's here this morning to talk about the Veterans Outreach Court. And Judge Manning, Your Honor, good morning, and thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. What a well segment that you had with the sports guy. Truly, truly respects veterans.
He does. And you're a veteran yourself, Your Honor, and you have this wonderful way, you and your other colleagues, of helping out our vets. And can you tell us a little bit about it? It's coming up, the special events, on November the 3rd, correct?
Absolutely. It's a Veterans Outreach Court. There's a collaboration here in Hillsborough County between the state attorney's office, public defender's office, clerk of the court, as well as the Veterans Administration, all in conjunction with the 13th Judicial Circuit, putting on this Veterans Outreach Court for the seventh year, giving veterans an opportunity to deal with any outstanding legal matters that they have, namely any legal fees, any fines, any court costs, even some active misdemeanor warrants that they have. Maybe it was from trespass or loitering. We take care of those as well. And this is no cost to the veterans. They come in, we figure out everything that they have that they may owe through the legal proceedings, and then we help resolve those items for the veterans.
Well, that's really something, because obviously, you know, especially in this day and age, it can be very expensive to, you know, go and get counsel or try to take care of these kinds of things. But obviously, if they can come in, and there's someone, what, about 100,000 veterans in Hillsborough County, it's the largest veteran population in the state of Florida, correct?
Absolutely. Large segment of veterans in this area, in the Tampa Bay area. So this is essential that that we put this on, that we help them out, because they sacrifice a great deal. And so this is our way to help them out, especially around Veterans Day. It's great to say thank you for your service, but it's another thing to be able to give them a hand and help them with when they're kind of down and out and they need somebody to assist them.
Well, I mean, this is just doing the Lord's work, if you don't mind me saying. I think this is wonderful for our vets who have served our country and sacrificed so much just so that we can have a country and do what we do every day. Now, evidently, if they want to be part of this event, they need to register, and that cutoff, I think, is October the 13th.
You're exactly right. We need them to get on that right now. So if you have a friend, if you have a neighbor, if you have a relative, if you have a spouse that's a veteran, and even if that veteran or you think that they may have a matter that's pending with the court, certainly not a felony, certainly not outstanding child support. We're not taking money out of a child's mouth. But these other legal matters, maybe you had a traffic citation and didn't get it taken care of. Maybe the veteran, as I mentioned, had a warrant, a misdemeanor warrant. Something that's outstanding, that's just hanging around their neck and holding them down from moving forward. We need them to register this week. And if they can register at Hills Clerk, it's www.hillsclerk.com, HillsClerk.com. Get them to register by this week, and we'll certainly take care of them on November the 3rd.
Excellent. Well, Your Honor, Judge Manning, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We're going to head out here to the end of the program, but please do keep us informed, and I hope to speak with you again real soon. Maybe come back and let us know how it went.
Most definitely. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you. Judge Manning, take care. Have a great morning, sir. All right, folks, it's been a great show, and that was great talking with Judge Manning. And don't forget, that's hillsclerk.com, hillsclerk.com. You want to register by October 13th if you want to be part of that and get in on that. It's been a great show. I want to thank Joe Weaver for producing. Thanks to everybody at AM 860, The Answer, our flagship station. Thanks to everybody at GCN, and thank you for listening and calling, and we will see you tomorrow morning. Make it a great day.
Third Watch.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.